The following podcast is a live recording of a radio show first broadcast by Fresh FM with assistance from New Zealand On Air.
You are listening to Loud and Queer on Fresh FM. I have got a lovely show for you today. I had an excellent kōrero earlier with Haz from New Zealand band Womb, and he shared a bunch of songs with us that I'll also play, and I've got some new music. First up out of this lot of new music is the latest one from Annika. It is called Walk Away.
Yeah.
That was Welsh band Adwaith with Heddiw I Ffori. You are listening to Loud and Queer on Fresh FM. Kia ora, my name's Jo. Before Adwaith, you heard the latest one from Tune Yards. So Tune Yards has got a new album coming out in mid-May on 4AD. It's called Better Dreaming, and that track was called Limelight, and it has been getting some repeat play from me at home. Before that, you heard Annika with her new track, Walk Away. And earlier, I was lucky enough to have a kōrero with Haz from Aotearoa band Womb, and I'm going to play that for you now.
Kia ora. So my name's Haz, he, him pronouns. I am in the band Womb. We've just released our album, One Is Always Heading Somewhere, last Friday. I play a bit of guitar, a bit of synthesizer, and kind of do some other stuff in the band. And I play with my two siblings, so my twin cello, they sing and they play guitar, and then my older sibling, Georgette, is the drummer.
So if you've been listening to the show over the past few months, you have heard every single single that's been released from the album, and I am a big fan. I want to have a chat about songs that you're obsessed with at the moment, mm-hmm. and songs that have influenced the album. So let's start with something for you that's been influential in the creation of this album.
Yeah, we definitely, in the creation, we shared a lot of songs together and kind of, took kind of past influences and kind of what we kind of were inspired by and wanted to take from. One song that I've brought today is Arthur Russell. So Arthur Russell is like a big influence to all of us. We've been a big fan for a long time.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, I think like sonically we don't sound, there's not like heaps of connection in kind of our sounds, but I think in our approach we find his approach really inspiring. So for anyone who doesn't know Arthur Russell, he's kind of big in the 70s and 80s. He was really prolific. He made a huge amount of work. He's from Iowa, and so we also spent a lot of time and grew up in Illinois, so part of that Midwestern connection. He then lived in San Francisco, and then he lived in New York, and he made a huge amount of work, and I think he was really quite free in terms of not sticking to a genre, and he made heaps of different types of music and just, wanted to create lots of music, which I find really inspiring, to not be kind of stuck into a certain sound or whatnot. It was really amazing, the cello, and he did a lot of experimental cello music, which is part of his projects. The song I've chosen today is I Planted a Thought, which is from a compilation. It's called Love is Overtaking Me. So this album, it was a compilation after he passed away, and his ex-partner, I think, was involved with setting it up and organizing the songs and going through all these old tapes and stuff and putting these songs together. And so, the song is called Planted a Thought.
Thank you.
That was Planted a Thought by Arthur Russell. We're talking with Haz from Womb, and as well as a track that was inspirational to the band, I wanted to chat to Haz about music that is obsessing him at the moment. What have you got for us?
So for my obsession, I've got one of two. This first one is Tiberius B, and the song is called New Life. It's a new single, new from the artist. They haven't released heaps of music, but everything they've released is really just, like, fun, and it's got a new sound to it. So they're, an exciting artist. They're based in London, but they're from British Columbia. I think they've been making music for a little while now. They definitely should be played more. Georgette, who is the drummer of Womb, originally showed me this artist, and this song is just, it's got some really emotional synth pads. It's got lots of repeated phrases. The phrases are, I need trust to adjust, and then it's got this kind of big cinematic ending. All things that I love, ingredients for an obsessive song.
Beautiful, let's have a listen.
Start again. New life.
So that was New Life by Tiberius B. What else are you obsessed with at the moment?
Okay, so my next obsession is a song by Coco Solid and Tim Paris. The song is called Rain.
It's such a good track. Tell me why it's been obsessing you.
Well, it's quite new to me. So Coco Solid shared it on her Instagram recently because it featured in the MA 2025 Paris runway. So yeah, I think it had a little its moment in that kind of space. But so that was the first time I heard it. And yeah, it's such a good track. I feel like it kind of draws on the Eurythmics, that song, Here Comes the Rain Again.
Totally.
In quite a fun way. Yeah, Coco Solid's like vocals, just like, they're so laid back and so cool.
It's a real showcase of how much of a nerd she is as well, gathering all those facts.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
just, I love that.
I
She's
love
so clever.
Moment. Yeah, yeah, very fun. Educational.
Yeah.
Obsessed. Yeah, anyone who doesn't know Coco Solid, yeah, Coco is amazing artist, has made cartoon show, Aroha Bridge, wrote a book, and has put out, yeah, lots of music. Did some music on Flying Nun, who we're part of Flying Nun now, so, yeah, she's done so much, so.
All right, this is Rain by Coco Solid and Tim Paris.
Titan, which is Saturn's largest moon, there's methane rain.
Been talking with Haz from Womb, and that track was Rain by Coco Solid and Tim Paris. Haz, when I say queer anthem to you, what is the track that comes to mind?
So I've gone straight to the source with this one, and I've chosen Frankie Knuckles, Your Love. I just thought this one made sense. When I lived in Wellington, we used to party to the song a lot, and it was always on the playlist, so yeah, just thought I'd share this one. Yeah, Frankie Knuckles was kind of called the godfather of house music from New York City, but then moved to Chicago and spent a lot of time there and was part of the scene around this club called The Warehouse with Robert Williams, who started that club. But yeah, they were just experimenting with sounds, kind of transitioning from disco, as kind of the end of disco at the 70s. And yeah, this song's from 1983, and it was actually not the originals from Jamie Principle, and yeah, so Frankie Knuckles kind of did a remix but kind of converted the song quite a bit and made it a lot more gay. So
awesome.
Yeah, that's a good song.
Here is Your Love by Frankie Knuckles. Thank you so much for coming to talk with me today.
That's okay. It's been really fun. Thank you.
If people want to check out the album, can you remind us of the name and where they can find it?
Yeah, the name is One Is Always Heading Somewhere. You can find it most places. I always recommend Bandcamp because it's good for artists and it's a nice kind of, nice place to find music.
And I'm pretty sure Bandcamp Friday will be coming up soon as well.
Yeah. Hit up Bandcamp Friday. We'll have some vinyl also available from local record stores and stuff like that.
Lovely. Thank you so much, Haz.
Cool. Thank you so much, Joe. It's been a pleasure.
And now we are going to hear one of my favourite tracks from the new Womb album, because we've just been talking to Haz. This is called Just Like Waves.
Yeah. I know four, five, six, seven,
Jasmine by Arlo Parks. You have been listening to Loud and Queer on Fresh FM. My name's Joe. Before that, I Don't Know You by Mannequin Pussy. And Jules Reedy from their new album, Ghost Spirit. It's already been the quietest album of the week. That track was called To Breathe Lightning. It's really beautiful. And first up, we played Just Like Waves from Womb's album, One Is Always Heading Somewhere, which just came out on Friday, and we were speaking with Haz from Womb earlier. Thank you so much for listening today. I've enjoyed playing you heaps of songs, and I'll be back with more in a couple of weeks. But I always like to leave with a song by queer legends, and it's time for the Pet Shop Boys. This is Suburbia. Ka kite anō.
The podcast you just listened to was a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast on Fresh FM, with support from New Zealand On Air. Fresh FM is a community access media station based in Te Tauihu, the top of the South Island, New Zealand. The funding of Access Media makes these podcasts possible. To find similar programs by other community Access Media stations, go online to accessmedia.nz. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, freshfm.net, for our contact details.